Let's go to the Caradeo Newsline and continue our conversation as May is National Wildland Fire Prevention Month. And to join us in the conversation, we want to turn to Andrew Notbaum with the Pikes Peak Regional Emergency Management to talk about this and what to do before the evacuation happens. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is a year-round thing, isn't it? It's a big concern, and people should always be thinking of these things.
You bet. You know, I mean, in the summer, we have the warm temperatures, we have the low relative humidity in the shoulder seasons, and in the winter, we have the strong winds. So it's always an important time to talk about peak alerts. Usually, we talk about that when I'm on. Peak alerts is our system of how you're going to get notified if you need to evacuate or if there's an imminent threat within your community. You can go to peakalerts.org to sign up for notifications. You can sign up for multiple different addresses, so not just your home, your place of work, maybe your parents' house if they're in the region, or the school that your children go to.
Go ahead. Yeah. I beg your pardon, Shannon. I just wanted to say it's hard to believe that it's 2 weeks from now. We've got Memorial Day here. I mean, normally you would join us on that Monday, but it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So what should everyone, regardless of where they live, what should we have in place, in case there is an evacuation?
Yeah, so the signing up for notifications is first. The second piece is really making a plan. Talking with your family before an event, what does an evacuation look like? Actually playing it out. Everybody's plan is going to be different. Having a plan for your household, you know, thinking about what your neighbor's needs may be. Do you have special needs within your community? I like to go, what happens if we get an evacuation notice in the middle of the night? What happens on a weekend when we're not at home? Do we have hard copies of important numbers? And so those are steps you can take to help plan. I'll make a plug here right now, too. There's a great town hall meeting happening tomorrow night, Colorado Springs Fire Department, CSPD. It's called the Living with Wildfire Series. You mentioned that in your intro. It's at the heart of the Springs Church on North Union Boulevard, 6:30 to 8:30. It's going to be an outstanding event. We're going to talk about how to prepare for a wildfire, get emergency notifications, make an action plan. All the information you need to be prepared for a wildfire is going to be presented there.
Always free-flowing information. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us, and a happy Memorial Day. We'll look forward to visiting with you next month.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Shannon. Take care.